B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
On the line with us right now from Bleeding Green Nation, Brandon Lee Gowden joins us. Brandon, what's happening, brother?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Everything's going great, man. It's good to be back on the air and talking some football with you, obviously. So, training camp going on with the joint practices and all that fun stuff with the Ravens. I would imagine for someone like you who is at every single practice, a little change of pace is good bringing in another team for a nice joint practice.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, you get to this point in the off season, and you watch about like 16 or 17 or so practices, and you kind of seen what there is to see. Especially being through two preseason games as well. So for the Ravens to come into town this week, and obviously much more importantly, you hear the players say it as well, that they like seeing, you know, new faces against them, creates a new level of competition. And you really saw that this week. You know, everything was a little bit heightened. The stakes were a little bit higher than they usually are in practice. The intensity ramped up. So it was a lot of fun.
Now, I am looking at this, and you've highlighted this as well. Great story on bleedinggreennation.com. That Earl Thomas has already called Carson Wentz an elite quarterback. Now, I know he's going to get there at some point. I have every bit of confidence. But as of right now, I feel like when it comes to guys in our city right now, like Ben Simmons and even a guy like Carson Wentz, people are already throwing the elite, throwing the generational type thing already at these guys. I say it's a little too early. I need to see him play in the playoffs. What say you about Carson Wentz's elite status right now?
Yeah, I think we've seen that Carson Wentz has elite ability. I would say that much. I mean, okay. That 2017 at the very much proved he can be there. Now, you know, we don't know if the consistency is there yet, because clearly he wasn't there last year. Clearly the injury history is always going to be an issue for him until it isn't anymore. So I don't think he's there quite yet in terms of having the unquestionable track record, such as you would say for Drew Brees or Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, you know, guys who have done it year in, year out. Carson Wentz, that's why this season is so exciting, really, for him. It's like, can he get back to that 2017 level? Can he maintain that level of play and really establish himself as this, like, long-term elite quarterback in this league?
Now, what do you think about the odds are not very good that we're going to see him tonight, of course. What do you think about this way that the NFL's kind of going? It seems as if they're already dismissing the preseason and already planning ahead to a schedule in the not-too-distant future that's going to have just two preseason games and more joint practices.
Yeah, I mean, to me, you know, what's the upside, you know, of Carson Wentz playing in the preseason? Is it that he's not going to be rusty heading into week one? Okay. I don't know if I fully buy that, because I look at the Rams last year, who rested their entire starting units, and they started out 8-0 in the regular season last year, and they also averaged 33 points per game. So they weren't really rusty at all when they didn't play in the preseason at all last year. So I really don't know how much I put into that players really need to play in the preseason. I think this Eagles team is done if Carson Wentz gets hurt, pretty much. Like, unless Josh McCown is the next coming and Nick Foles unexpectedly, I think the team, you know, needs Carson Wentz to be out there healthy for them to have a shot at the Super Bowl. And if he gets hurt in the preseason, then your season's over.
Brandon, what do you think are the few couple remaining competitions here in camp as it closes down or has closed down, and you're getting into the last couple of preseason games? Who are some guys that are competing with each other, and where?
Yeah, quarterback is still one of those spots that's unsettled. Like, we don't fully know what's going on there. I mean, Jalen Mills, it seems like he's going to start the season on the PUP list, so I'm guessing he's missing at least 6 weeks. Ronald Darby seems to be trending towards playing in week one. He's been taking more and more reps, 11-on-11, including against the Ravens. So I would think he'd be out there starting at quarterback. But the question is, who's going to be opposite of him? Because is it going to be Sidney Jones, who's had some really nice moments in training camp? Is it going to be Rasul Douglas, who I think has also played well in training camp? The Eagles have kind of been rotating both of those guys out there. It hasn't been like there's only one guy they're putting outside opposite of Darby. And then there's Avonte Maddox, who I think, you know, showed a lot of potential as a rookie last year and has also had a good offseason as well. So I don't really know who's going to be starting there still. It seems like the Eagles don't even know who's going to be starting there still. They have options, but it's still a spot they have to figure out.
Brandon, who's the guy that's jumped out to you so far this training camp? Guys, a little go ahead.
That's a really good question. I got to give it to Deshaun Hall. I mean, that's, you know, going into training camp here, into the offseason, one of the biggest concerns is, okay, what does this Eagles defensive end depth look like? I mean, you traded away Michael Bennett. You didn't bring back Chris Long. Like, how are you going to replace that production? And for Deshaun Hall to really step up the way he has, and honestly, he's dominated the preseason games. He's, like, leading the NFL in terms of, like, all these pressures and tackles and strip sacks and everything he's got going on through these preseason games and training camps. So I think if he can really come on and be, like, you know, this guy who can actually be a part of the pass rush rotation, I think that's huge for this team.
Now, when it comes to a guy like Josh Sweat, he had a lot of expectations going in. Obviously, Derek Barnett coming off of injury. The Eagles only adding Sharif Miller in, what, the fourth or fifth round in the draft, this past draft. They really didn't go out and do a lot for the DN position. So Hall emerges this preseason. Still a little underwhelming, though, for Sweat.
Yeah, I think Sweat's been – I don't think Sweat has been bad. But I would just say, you know, it's clear that he's not playing on the same level as, like, a Deshaun Hall right now. I think Sweat has made progress. He's put on weight. He looks better than he did last year at this time as a rookie. But I just don't know if he's quite there yet in terms of being able to be this regular contributor in the rotation. And, you know, you mentioned about how the Eagles didn't do a lot to kind of address the defensive end position after losing those guys, Chris Long and Michael Bennett. And I think that speaks a lot towards their confidence in Derek Barnett. They're really counting on him to have, like, a big, big breakthrough kind of year. And obviously they have a lot of belief in him, drafted him in the first round a couple years ago. So there's a lot of pressure on Derek Barnett to really step up and kind of prove that the Eagles were right for putting so much faith in him.
All right, we're going to flip over to the other side of the ball in the trenches. Now, with JP with JP saying that he's going to come out and play in this game, is that committing the rest of Kelsey, Isaac, and all of them to get in, step in and play this game? And how long do you expect them to play?
Yeah, I don't know where that comment's coming from, Trey. I mean, I feel like you have to hit up JP here and get the scoop because, like, that's bizarre to me. Are we really going to see Jason Peters, 37 years old, you know, playing in the NFL forever now? Like, does he really need to play at all, let alone a half of football here? I'm not expecting to see the starters at all. So I really don't know what to make of that comment.
Yeah. Brandon, the linebacker position, Zach Brown, from all accounts, wasn't having a good camp. You know, people saying he disappeared, might be the third tier, but then he gets in games and just seems to be like a tackling machine. Now, because of injuries, he's probably going to get plugged in there, but how effective can he be in your eyes?
Yeah, I've always liked Zach Brown. When watching him before, I mean, whenever the Eagles would play Washington, I feel like I wasn't even trying to notice Zach Brown, but he just kept popping out to me. And that's kind of how it's been in the preseason here, too, like you said. He makes plays, especially against the run. I don't think he's been bad in coverage at all. That's really not his strength, but he hasn't been exposed there, so that's good to see. Zach Brown might play a pretty important role for this team, especially early on in the season. You know, Kamu Grugier-Hill isn't going to be ready he might not be ready till the end of September, or maybe even early October. And then Nigel Bradham recently told the Inquirer that he is not really close to being ready for 11-on-11.
Yeah.
We're only about not too far away from when the regular season's starting. So if that's the case, you know, Zach Brown's going to be one of your two starting linebackers early in the season, and he's really going to need to step up.
Speaking of Brandon Lee Gowden of Bleeding Green Nation, how does the quarterback room shake out now with obviously Josh McCown here, Cody Kessler coming back from the concussion, Nate Sudfeld, it's not like he's going to miss the entire season, and Clayton Thorson, a draft pick this past draft. How does it all kind of shake out?
Well, I think Carson Wentz is going to start for sure.
I'm not sure about that, Brandon. There's still a big, big controversy.
Yeah, you know, I know it's controversial, but I will say that. Yeah, I think it's clear beyond that that they're bringing in Josh McCown to be the number two guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't convince him to come out of retirement, you know, to have that job at ESPN and also give him like $2 million guaranteed and give him $5.4 million in incentives to be a third string quarterback. I think McCown is here to kind of be that second string guy, and obviously he will be until Nate Sudfeld returns, which should be some point in September, I think. But yeah, I think they're going into this with McCown suddenly kind of leapfrogging Sudfeld on the depth chart there, and McCown's going to be your backup to Carson Wentz, and then Sudfeld, whenever he gets healthy, is kind of going to be that number three guy once again.
All right, and finally, I just want to ask you, who do you got tonight? Who wins?
I think the Ravens might actually play their starters more than Eagles, so we'll have to go Ravens.
Wow.
Lay the Ravens.
Brandon Lee Gowden, Bleeding Green Nation, always great catching up with you. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. 97.5
The Fanatic. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.